Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings, translated into American English, at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is June 30th, 2026. According to the solar lunar calendar, it is Tammuz 15, 57, 87. So we are in the ninth chapter, finishing this document of Amos and verse 1. With today's events hurtling into more and more horrible times, we can see what Amos said happening right before our eyes now. Let's start with verse 1. I saw my controller. That word, my controller, is Adonai. That's the original word that was spoken by the first humans. Standing beside the platform. So this was a striking posture of him that Amos saw at the very temple area that existed when he was alive. He conveyed, so here's what Supreme conveyed here at this point. You strike the doorposts, the thresholds will shake. This is a time, and it's much more than earthquakes or volcanoes. This is a time of terrible, awful, horrible evil. You must break off all of them at the head. Wow. That is an incredible statement. And we see people who are being beheaded today. Whatever that meant for them at that time. I will kill their remnant with swords. So he's going to kill the evil ones, and maybe all of us are evil. Certainly the vast majority are. I will kill their remnant with sword. None for them will escape. Not a one will escape. He's going to get rid of the evil that is on this planet. 90% of the population of this planet will be dead in less than 3 years. No fugitive will escape for them. No, there's no getting away from Supreme. He is in charge. He has let the demons wreck the place now for thousands of years. Verse 2, they may dig in hidden. You know what digging in hidden is? Well, hidden is a word that we probably don't understand. It's called Sheol, and it means the grave. But we think it means some nonsense place where the living don't die and the dead don't die. I don't know where we get these crazy ideas. They may dig in hidden. My hand will take them from there. Yeah. Do you think there's any possibility that we can get away from Supreme, whatever we may do? You know, you could go down into the depths of the earth. I think that's what they've done in Iran. They put their nuclear potential there, and now that we have bombed deep into that, they will probably never get down to that area to ever retrieve that. They may ascend the sky. What does that mean? Don't we do that with planes and rockets and all sorts of space travel and satellites? I will descend them from there. He'll bring us down to earth. You think he's not powerful enough to do that? He is most powerful. Verse 3, they may hide on the top of plantation. Now, have you ever heard of plantation? You probably have. But the word in the original language is Carmel, the plantation, on the top of the plantation. That is the very locale we call Carmel today. And it was at that time too, thousands of years ago. I will search from there and take them. Nobody's going to be able to hide. They may hide from before my eyes at the floor of the sea. Not a good idea. I will instruct the sea animal. It will bite them. Whoa. This is highly figurative, but it's very funny. No, it's not. It's serious. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing. I'm a disgusting person. Verse 4, they will go in the exile to the faces. This is exile. To the faces of their enemies. Wow. I will instruct the sword. That's a war that he will use. It will kill them. Will it be by bomb or individual forces? He doesn't worry about it. He takes care of us one way or the other. No, that's a bad taking care of, too. That's the way he uses the word take care, by the way. I will set my eye on them for misery. That's what he's doing now. Not for pleasantry. Whoa, that's a powerful statement in itself. Verse 5, my controller, that's Adonai again, groups, Sebot, eternal originator, that's Yahweh, will touch on the earth. It will melt. I assume that's talking about volcanic activity, but it also probably refers to the fires that even now that are hitting Texas and Utah. All inhabitants on it will mourn. All this planet is suffering. All of it will go up like a river. It will sink like double stronghold river. That's interesting. You know what a double stronghold river is, don't you? Yeah, that, we call it the Illinois River. It went right by Peoria where I lived. Double stronghold river is Egypt's river. That's the Nile. Verse 6, the one who builds his steps in both skies founded his vault over earth. So he's the one that gave us atmosphere, water, land. The one calling for seas, water, poured them on the surfaces of the earth. His name, eternal originator, that's Yahweh. Now, I think the name is only translated correctly by Moffat. Well, I guess there were two of us because I certainly translated it correctly too. But I have to say hats off to Moffat. I don't think Jewish, Protestant, Catholic, none of these people know how to translate the name of Supreme. Eternal originator's communication, most powerful prevails, sons. That is Israel's sons. That's the original word. Are you not like sons of as if he were getting smarter to me? What is he talking about there? As if he were getting smarter, sons, are the Cushites there. They were not very smart, but, you know, they thought of themselves that way. I brought most powerful prevails. There again is the basic word Israel in its meaningful translation. From double stronghold, that's reference to Egypt. Weakeners from Nob and elevated from enclosures. Weakeners were the original people that they had to, well, they were supposed to destroy, but they didn't destroy. So I think they're around even today trying to argue with Judah and what's left there. Verse 8, you will notice my controller, eternal originator's eyes are on the criminal empire. Is that what the United States is? I mean, we have the 250th observance of our independence. And there are many people in this country who refuse to celebrate it. That is demonic, if I've ever heard things demonic. I will destroy it from the ground's surfaces. Eternal richness communication. I will not destroy Heel's house. He will not wipe out. This word Heel is Yaakov, Jacob. Verse 9, you will notice I will instruct. He is the one in charge. He gives the orders. He's the boss. He's my boss. I will sift most powerful Israel's house in all ethnic groups. So that's Israel. Israel is going to be distributed around the world in the next few days and weeks to learn some very hard lessons. Well, they did that anciently and didn't learn lessons. Judah did learn lessons when they were taken captive. Like what is sifted in the sieve. Do you know what that is all about? I know my mother used to sift, wheat flour. No kernel will fall to earth. Verse 10, all my people's criminals who say the misery will not approach us, they're dead wrong. Or confront us, they're dead wrong, will die with sword. They'll be put to death by supreme. You know, you think there's not going to be justice. He is never going to imprison anybody. He considers that to be very unjust and cruel. But you either get 140 lashes or you get death. And in both cases, you must make recompense. Verse 11, in that day, I will establish love's wovens. Loved is, of course, David. His wovens that fell apart. That's the... Israel became two after David. It was Israel and Judah. And it will not be put back together until Supreme returns. And then he will set David over them again. I will repair their gaps and establish its ruins. I will build it like the days past. So he's going to fix things here. Verse 12, eternal originator, who will achieve this? Communicates. This is the one who will achieve this. He's the greatest achiever. They will inherit Red's remnant. That's Edom's remnant. That's from Jacob's brother Esau and all ethnic peoples on whom my name is called. Verse 13, eternal originator's communication. You will notice days will come when one plowing will draw near with one harvesting. This will be an interesting time of great abundance. And you'll notice this is an agrarian society, not like ours today where all we do is build big cities that come crashing down. And one treading grapes. That's the best part of having grapevines. You tread them and turn them into wine. With one sowing the seed. The mountains will drip wine. So we'll see a lot of fine wine produced. All the hills will flow. And that is, of course, whatever is produced there. Verse 14, I will turn the exile of my people, most powerful prevails. We will be in exile when he returns. We will be scattered around the world. They will build desolated towns. Yeah, we need to understand what he has planned. He's going to have us build towns, not cities and terrible places to live. They will plant vineyards. Now, when you build a town and plant a vineyard, you're not talking about some city life. They will drink their wine. They will fashion gardens. Yeah, well, we had a garden when we were outside the city on the farm. We had a garden when we were in town, too. And eat their product. Verse 15, I will plant them on their soil. Eternal's communication. They will not be uprooted again. This will never happen again from their soil that I gave them. He has plans for 1,000 years of really great and wonderful times. Happy days will be here for the first time. You think happy days will return? We've never had happy days. The good old times, that's just all bogus idea. Okay, well, that concludes this particular chapter, and we are ready to go into Obadiah next time. But in my final comments, let me just say, We must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee deceiving. We must flee coveting. We must flee deceiving others, maybe I should say. We must flee dishonoring our parents, stealing, murdering. Yeah, we have a lot to get rid of here. It's all choosing death. We must be being renovated, being converted, being changed now, or we will die. It's a life or death issue. Friends, I hope you choose life.